Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? Ha ha, no response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers, and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
Every single day, someone's gonna come your way, good or bad. You don't need to hang your head. Gotta make a move instead. Don't be mad. It's always a way to get everything the podcast in your life. Nothing can stop you now. That's the way we live now. Life is so good. No hope in our senses in that good life.
Hey, do-gooders, this is Adiaga Faiza, and you are listening to The Good Life. TGL promotes a commitment to a lifestyle of resourcefulness. This is a movement, y'all. We are about celebrating the innovators, the risk-takers, the movers, the shakers, the go-getters, those who go open other doors, and those who find a way to make it all happen for themselves. We call them our do-gooders, and that's you, our listening audience, of course. We're broadcasting live from GoPro Radio Network. It's April 8th, and we always want to take the time out to thank our supporters, our community, our family, for their positive energy and tangible support to the vision. We never take it lightly, the power to influence, the power to inspire and empower. And as always, as you receive, you know what to do. Pay it forward. Do gooders. Our lines are open, 347-838-8917. Once again, that's 347-838-8917. Now listen, do gooders. Bear with me now, because my partner in crime, my friend, my best friend, Shay, is not with us today, but she is off doing some important work. She's off on a college tour. She works with Team Q, with St. Paul Community Baptist Church, and Q stands for College and University Experience, the College and University Experience Tour. She is off taking our young people to visit Spelman College, Morehouse College, Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia State University, and Clark Atlanta University. Also, the kids will get a chance to go to Six Flags, I believe, and go visit the memorial they have there for Dr. Martin Luther King, a historical tour they have, in addition to visiting the White House, and there's a D.C. congressional tour. So she's doing big things for our young people, and if you are interested, if you have a young child, if you one of our do-gooders, you're a parent, and you're looking for a positive experience to get your child to, you know, open their mind to other things beyond just their neighborhood, get them out of the neighborhood for college and a college experience, you might want to look up St. Paul Community Baptist Church and Team Q for the youth ministry. They are doing a lot of innovative, wonderful things for our youth. As for me, honey child, I have been working, honey. I have been working. You know, I'm in the performing arts business, and so, you know, for the past month or so, I've been in rehearsals, and I have an upcoming show that's, we open on Friday. God bless us. We open on Friday. It's called R&J, An Uncivil Tale. It's actually an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, but it's based in Kentucky during the Civil War. Listen, I need your prayers. I need your prayers, y'all. This is my first classic, but it's an adaptation. This is my first classic, William Shakespeare. You know, I'm so excited for it. It's a limited engagement run, 13 performances, April 10th through the 26th. You want some information? Ticket information, you can go to rebeltheater.com or newyorican.org. Once again, if you want ticket information, you can go to rebeltheater.com or newyorican.org. The play was written by Adam Mace and Caitlin Sherrod, and it's going to blow your mind. I would love to see you there, do-gooder. So if you come and you're a do-gooder, speak me out, honey. I would love to see y'all. I would love to see our do-gooders. I'm just, you know, this week has just been amazing. I don't know if you all have been on the tube watching, but I was so inspired, do-gooders. I was so inspired with Black Girls Rock, you know. Every year I look forward to, you know, watching Black Girls Rock because of the awesome, you know, empowerment. You know, just watching it alone, I just love it because just like TGL, they promote and they celebrate everyday heroes, everyday sheroes. You know, they honor extraordinary people who are doing extraordinary work around the world and locally to impact lives. And I watch it every year just to get inspired, just to get recharged and renewed. Because listen, you can be a star right where you are. You don't have to. You can be a go-getter. You don't have to rock a mic to be a star. You don't have to know how to dance, do the latest dance steps. You don't have to know how to sing. You don't have to be on the TV screen to be a star. You don't have to have the best wardrobe and know how to do this and that. You can be a star right where you are in your own community, with your own vision, with your own passion. And watching, you know, platforms such as that, you know, much respect to Beverly Bond, a pioneer, go-getter in her own right. She has created that platform for us to just basically tap into what our passions are. What is it that you as an individual can, you know, provide for the world, for other people? You know, is this life is really not just about you, it's about who you can impact, who you can touch. What is it that, how can you change the world? How can you change your immediate community? What positive influences can you bring to the table, you know? And so one person I definitely want to, I know we usually do our do-gooder segment at the end, but I really want to talk about it now. And I want to lift this person up, Principal Nadia Lopez. Listen, she's straight out of Brownsville. That is my neighborhood. That's the neighborhood I was born and raised. Straight out of Brownsville, the principal of Mott Hall Bridges Academy, Principal Nadia Lopez. She is definitely a pioneer and go-getter. This woman, this shero, raised over $1 million, okay, to send her students to Harvard University to visit, just to get, you know, some exposure to the university, see what programs they have there for a visit. And portions of the money, as I've been researching it and reading about it and learning a little bit more about Principal Lopez, portions of that money that was raised are going to go towards building a summer program for the students of Mott Hall Bridges Academy. And all of the funds that's raised going forward will be put towards the Vidal Scholarship Fund, which will further help them with help the students, the graduates of Mott Hall Bridges Academy, with their educational expenses. That's what I mean by you can be a star right where you are. You can be a star in Brownsville. You can be a star in Bed-Stuy. You can be a star in, you know, Watts. You can be a star in Compton, doing the right thing and impacting lives, okay? And please, any of these programs, any of these people that you know in your neighborhood, that's particularly those who are impacting and shaping the minds of young people, you want to pay it forward, you want to donate, you want to seek out how you can be of a help. And in actuality, and when Shay gets back, I'm going to have a talk with my co-host because being that it's in our immediate community, I want to see if we can partner with this wonderful school. They have so many different programs that I think fall in the line of what our, you know, our vision and what we're trying to do, and I think we can definitely make an impact there. So, you know, definitely support. In terms of even with our program and our platform, we need your continued support to keep it going. So additional funds, you know, keeping things alive. You can go to GoPro Radio's website and donate. Definitely donate to the network. If you want to make a special donation to our platform, you put in a donation and you in the notes put the good life. We need you. One hand definitely needs to support the other and uplift the other. So we're just thinking about all of this. You know, I know people have been talking about the seasons. And when is spring gonna come? Now, how did I even get to thinking about this? We've been talking about moving forward, living, saying what you want out loud, right? Welcoming in the new. And with that goes the reflection of the seasons. You know, just like a farmer has to consider the seasons, right? And so when we look at the season, we have to look at, well, wait a minute. What have I done with the ground that I'm working with, the platform? What am I working with? What seeds have I planted, meaning how have I invested, whether it be in my own ground or in somebody else's? You know, have I invested? Have I planted somewhere? And then with looking at, because remember we talked about looking at your network. Looking at your network, you know, examining who are the people that's around you in your environment. So one thing in terms of looking at the seasons is, well, who in my environment, who in my network, right, has watered the visions that I have? Who has watered, who has kept the sun shining on me? Meaning, who are my supporters? What is my network? Who is my network? How expansive is it? Do I need to get reconnected? Whether it be to a church group, whether it be to a support group, whatever it is, a nonprofit, looking at the people with the resources that you have and the people that are in your life, who has watered your situation? Who has kept the sun shining your way? So when we look at the seasons, don't rush. Everybody, it's supposed to be spring. No. There's a time. Everything has its season. It's time and it's purpose. There's a time for everything under the sun. Don't rush. I'm not rushing. Yes, I'm a summer girl. I love the summer because I love to go out and different things of that nature. But I've learned in my life that when you rush, you miss things. You miss the purpose of that time, that movement that's happening, that season. You can miss it because you're so looking. You're so looking for the next thing, the next best thing, the next best thing. You got to complete a cycle first. You got to get everything you can get out of that cycle, out of that time, before you can get to the next. Everybody want to fast forward. You want to go past go. You know what I mean? But when I looked at the seasons, let's just check this out. Because now I'm thinking about it. Because the seasons, when they change, it's a passing of the guard. You know? When things change. So in my mind, now this doesn't have to be how it is, do-gooders. But in my mind, now look, I'm a summer girl, but I really can't stand winter, but I appreciate life. So I'm going to start changing my verbiage when it comes, because I used to always, I hate when it rains. Oh, I hate the snow. I can't stand it, you know, but there's a purpose for that rain. The snow even has its purpose, you know. So when we look at the winter in my life, I look at the winter now as I've grown, as I understand the seasons and the purpose, how seasons play a part in my life. I look at the winter as a time to store up. To, you know, people say the winter you hibernate. So you're mostly indoors, you know. It's time to store up. It's time to work. You know, it's time to sit and work. Maybe a time of reflection as well, you know, because you're not going out as much, maybe you probably have enough more time to actually physically call somebody during that time, reconnect, because things are not moving. That winter, with winter, everything's, sometimes things are really slow. You're not really good, you know, most people are really, you know, because it's cold, people are more so in. So when I look at winter, I look at a time to kind of reflect, kind of reconnect. You know, maybe this, you know, that I'm home a little bit more, or I'm indoors, I can kind of start working on some things. That's how I look at winter. Now, when the springtime comes, I look at that as a time to kind of, like, clear out. I don't know. Are you with me, Do-Gooders? Because I really look at spring as a time to, like, get rid of some old stuff that's not working. Even if it's me, springtime will be a time for me to become a new me. You know, get rid of some old, nasty ways and thinking and talking that's doing nothing but taking you down to the gutter, taking you to a place that is not going to benefit your spirit. I hear a little echo in the booth, y'all. But listen, I really think that springtime is really a time of just releasing, getting rid of. You know, when your hands are in a fist, nothing flows in and nothing can flow out. You can't release, you can't invest, you can't give unto others, you can't be a part of anybody's life in a positive way if you walk around with your hands closed. And that, I mean, figuratively closed up, tightened up. You're just a barrier, it's a block. Nothing can flow, you know, just like you open a window in the springtime. So I believe in energy. You open that window, you open that door. It's a good, sometimes you just take a minute if you can. If you have a space where you can do that, where you can open the door and the door leads immediately outside, or you have windows in your place, let that air just come through. And breathe. I'm just a believer in energy, and push out some of that negative. There's some things that just need to be pushed out. It could be dead air. It could be whatever. Sometimes the space needs new breath. Just like your mindset needs new thoughts. You're talking about planting seeds and rejuvenating and rebuilding. Everything is connected. Nothing happens on an island by itself. Everything is symbolic of one another. Replanting, investing, watering. That's what happens in our lives. You got to open your hands so that, and what I mean by open your hands, open your spirit, open your mind, open your language up to new language, your words up to new language, open your disposition to a new disposition that will welcome in and attract positivity to get you to the next season. Because, listen, the seasons may change, but you may be stuck in one season. You ever been in springtime, summertime ever just sprung on you and you realize you ain't had no summertime clothes and had to try to rush out? You stuck in one season. You definitely trying to get out, but you didn't prepare, you know. It's summertime. You want to wear your little shorts, but guess what somebody told me the other day? Summertime bodies are made in the winter. Summertime bodies are made in the winter. All right? There have been people out there that can bust out with their little, you know, little skirt, little shorts. Because they've been, wintertime, they've been doing it. They ain't got to get ready. They've been ready. But sometimes it's hard for you to get to the next season. You're not ready. You're not ready for the next season. You got to catch up. Any of my friends know, I hate having sloppy summers. I call it a sloppy summer. What do I mean by sloppy summer? When I ain't ready. When summer done came and I, you know what I'm saying? I've been eating chips. I want to enjoy, but I'm mad. I'm mad at myself because I didn't do what I, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have no sloppy summer. No more sloppy summers moving forward. I want to enjoy. So when the summertime comes, guess what? Listen, when the summertime comes, what is that? GoPro Radio, listen, when you listen to GoPro Radio Network, do good. This is the good life. We're talking about how seasons change and how you need to change with it. So listen, when summertime comes, to me, to Adianga, this is a time that you're in your stride. This is the time where you are rejuvenated. You did the work in the winter. You did your reflection. Springtime came, you cleared out the nonsense. Right? You got rid of the old schools of thought that wasn't working. Maybe relationships that wasn't working. Maybe you revamped a business arrangement. Maybe you decided, you know what? I done lived in this neighborhood all my life. It's time to see something new. I've been doing things the same way because mama did it that way, because grandma did it that way. You know? And that might have worked for them when it worked for them. But it's time, you know, now is the time. You know, first it was a time for me to sit up under. See, don't despise that now. Sometimes it's time for you to sit up under and learn. Lord knows I love my elders. There's so much wisdom in that. Don't mean to get off topic, but it's a time to sit up under and to learn and to study. And to be a student and to be an intern or to be an apprentice. Yes? Most of the people that you admire studied under somebody. Nobody just came out. And for those who did, sometimes when you get it quick, you lose it quick. The season. There's a season for you to be an apprentice. There's a season for you to be an intern. There's a season for you to sit down and listen. Want to be in the front. No. There's a time for that. It ain't time. Sometimes it ain't time for you to be out in the front. That goes back to everybody want to be a star. Yes. Okay, fine. But don't be so quick to want to be a star that you don't want to sit and listen. You don't want to sit and learn. You don't want to sit and show yourself approval and open a book. You want to, you know, it's supposed to be winter in your life and you want to be in the, you want to be summertime fly. No, boo-boo. You sit down and you work. You sit down and you reflect. You sit down and reconnect and get yourself together so that when the summertime come, you ready. Now, listen, summertime. You're in your stride. It's time for you to rejuvenate. Right? This is the time when things are replenished. This is the reaping time when you're able to reap from the work that you did in the other season. So summertime for me is a big stress relief. You know, things are in full blossom. In the spring, things are, you know, but in summer, it's already in full swing. That's summertime for me. I love trying new things in the summertime because I'm out. I'm able to do the, when I say try new things, because just, you know, literally because it is summer and because it is hot, I'm, you know, maybe that restaurant I wanted to try out, now I can try out because, you know, it's summer and I can go, you know. Maybe it was too far for me to go in the wintertime because in the wintertime it gets, you know, it gets dark early on, so maybe I probably wouldn't have gone there. But now, you know, I'd like to go in the summertime. I like to try new things because the environment is just ripe for me to do that. I'm using basic examples, but you can take that and, you know, you can apply it to your life. Love the summertime. I love it. The fall. Now, I look at the fall as the prep time because now you're going back into the winter. You know? So it's the prep. It's the... You're sitting in your plant. You may be rethinking, reevaluating, because the winter is when you're working, but the fall is when you're, you know, you're planning, you're rethinking, you're reevaluating. Maybe this is a time where you're putting together your a new vision. You know, you're putting together maybe a new vision board, or piecing it together for yourself. I'm telling you this thing. I really sat and thought about it. That your life. Nothing, listen, and nothing happens, but you think things are happening by happenstance. We're not just going, you know, zippity-doo-dah. Things are happening in order. Even with this whole, don't mean to get sidetracked, but like with the whole global warming, how it's really, it's cold when it's supposed to be hot, you know, but even so, the seasons still come, you know, they eventually get here, you know. It's still an order in which things happen. Everything is in order. Even when you think that things in your life are out of order, I guarantee you, if you sit and think about and really open your mind, you're talking about opening that hand and not walking around with your body's in a fist, nothing can flow in and out. When you really sit and think, when trouble comes and when challenges come and when relationships fail and when business deals fall through and when whatever, what it is that you planned, instead of